Bethel Whitchurch, church where everyone is welcome.
Welcome to our new podcast, where we'll be regularly sharing thoughts and encouragements from the blog to help us in applying the Bible to our daily lives.
A week today, we're launching two new discipleship groups called Bless. One that meets on a Tuesday lunchtime and one that gathers on a Thursday evening. And I just want to take a moment today to give kind of a final call, a final invite to say a little bit more about the what and the how, but perhaps more importantly, the why. So what is it? Well, very simply, Bless is going to be a small group of people that gather to support each other in living the Jesus lifestyle, in living like Jesus, who study together, who read together, who pray together, who share together, and who support one another. Bless stands for being with Jesus and being like Jesus. L, being loved by Jesus, and knowing that at the core of our being leads us to loving others in his name. E, being empowered by Jesus, being so deeply connected that his power, his grace is flowing through us, and we're knowing the power of his Spirit, the gifts and the fruit of his Spirit at work in our lives. S stands for sacrificing, the call of Jesus to lay down our lives, to take up our cross, to support one another in that call, and then to seek to hold each other in the awareness that we are being sent by Jesus, that there is not one person on the planet that Jesus does not love passionately and did not die for. There is not one place that we go that he is not looking to redeem and to call, and we get to join in the adventure of that redeeming of all things, restoring all things in Christ. That's the mission. And so Bless is going to walk through those things with a small group of others. And now, some people have asked, well, what if I'm already part of a small group? Well, there's two real options. You could, if you want to, do both, if you've got the capacity to do that. But more likely, like we've done with Alpha and the Bible course and the Shape course in the past, you'll probably step out of your current small group for just a term. Bless will take about 10 sessions to go through. There may be gaps for things like half term and members meetings and those kind of things. But it's between now and Christmas that Bless will be running for the first time. And so it'll probably look like you stepping out of your small group. If you want to, you don't have to, just for a term, just for a season. So why? When I was in school, I had a music teacher called Mr. Bard, and a lovely guy, very, very, very patient with us. And at one point he came to me and my mate Greeny and said, could I borrow you, could I use your help for some teacher training that I'm doing? And he had to, for one assignment, and some of you may have had to do this, I don't know, he had to film us trying to teach each other something so that he had something to sort of watch back and reflect on. And so this sounded like fun. One of the super cool details of my life is that for a while I played xylophone in the school orchestra. I know, why has nobody made a film of my life yet? And I know, I'm as baffled as you. And so we settled on this idea of me trying to teach Greeny how to play this piece on the xylophone. And we giggled our way through it. It was a lunchtime thing. Then that was it. And I remember a couple of weeks later saying to him, so was that okay? Because I just feel like we didn't take it as seriously as you needed us to. And we sort of giggled our way through it. And he said he found it fascinating. Not my teaching. But he said to me, if you think back on that, as you remember it, do you think that you did more telling him how to play the xylophone or showing him? And I felt like I'd done a lot of the talking, so I said, oh, I probably told him more than that. And he said, well, it's interesting. that when you watch the video back, 75 to 80% of it is you showing him how to do it, and then as he's trying it, giving him little tips and showing him little other ways to do it. And I think we learn better, don't we, when someone has shown us, and when somebody's right there with us. You know, many of us could have learned how to tie our shoelaces, ride a bike, drive, from an instruction manual, but it would have taken much longer. It would have been far more difficult, much better to do it with somebody there, prompting, showing, guiding, helping, supporting, correcting. And I think for me, the difference between Sunday teaching and discipleship is that intimate connection, is that involvement in each other's lives. So when Jesus called the disciples, he called some of them individually, he called others of them sort of brothers in pairs or as families together, but he invited them, he called them into a community. And then he takes them to new places. He demonstrates what life in the kingdom is meant to be like. And for about a year, year and a half, they're just with Jesus watching all of this happen. And then there's a key moment when he starts to send them out to go and do this, to raise the dead, heal the sick, cast out demons, proclaim and demonstrate that the kingdom of God is here, is near. So they go and do it. But interestingly, even then he sends them in pairs. We learn better together. We grow better together. And that's really the heartbeat behind discipleship, but behind the Bless course, is that we can walk through this together and support each other. We can learn from each other's experiences, past and present. We can learn from each other's hopes and dreams, present and future. We can also learn from each other's mistakes, you know, the honesty and the vulnerability of being transparent and accountable to each other in this. You know, I'm really hoping that at the end of every session we'll be inspired by Jesus and Jesus' example to go and try something, to go and do it. And then the next time we come back together, like when Jesus calls the disciples back together, he sort of reflects on what they've done together. This one time they come back absolutely excited that they've seen it work. And Jesus says, yeah, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. He encourages them, but he also says, but don't rejoice that demons are subject to you. Rejoice that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And it's like constantly he's wanting to encourage us, but also just to direct our discipleship. So it's not about the doing, that it is about the being. And I'm really hoping that that's what the Lord does with us and with the group of us, the two groups that we'll begin to meet. We need this. You know, so often when the Lord says something to me, 9 times out of 10, if I don't tell somebody about that, if somebody doesn't ask me about that, I'll forget it. Now, the last person whose voice we should forget is the Lord's, but we do this, and we do this so often. And so we're just looking to support and encourage one another, and to see the Lord fan into flame the gift of God in each other's lives. That's the why. I hope that's been really helpful, and I hope it's something that the Lord is stirring in you. You know, it strikes me that we've had a season out of the usual, the standard kind of things that we would do together as church, of doing church. And part of the call, I think, of through lockdown has been about learning what does it mean to be the church. You know, the shift from what would Jesus do to who would Jesus be. And you know, now as we're beginning to put little parts of the church back together, it's important that we come back to the Great Commission. You know, there's something that we call church, but what does the Lord call church? What makes a church a church? And in the Great Commission, Jesus spells it out really clearly: go into all worlds, into all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go make disciples and teach. making disciples has got to be core to the church. It's got to be core to my life to be asking, am I being discipled? In what way, in what places in this season am I following Jesus deliberately and intentionally? And then how am I looking to make disciples? This is a call for all of us to share what we've got. So we're looking to support one another in that and to learn more and more about that. And if something of this just resonates with you, then I would love to walk with you, and I'd love you to walk with me. It's an open invitation. It'd be great to know by the weekend how many people want to be involved, because the numbers will affect where we can meet and how we can meet. So please do let me know by the weekend if you're going to be part of it. Alice, we've been saying all along, if it's going to work for you online, then we will make that work. I've already seen it work in a number of different ways, and I'm keen to make it work so that as many people as possible can gather together and learn more about Jesus and to seek to support one another in living like him. Who doesn't need that? Who doesn't want that? So if you'd like to be part of it, then let me know, and I'd love you to be involved.
Thanks for listening. For more, please go to bethelcardiff.org.uk or find us on Facebook and YouTube.
Bethel Whitchurch. Church where everyone is welcome.